very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mklanganya. We are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
And we would like to inform our listeners that because of the coronavirus pandemic, tonight on Live Talk, we are not able to give you our usual show, since we are broadcasting from our homes.
And the Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can get us on www.voazimbabwe.com and www.voashona.com, and of course, www.voaindebele.com.
And thank you for joining us. You're listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, the Diaspora Forum. And this evening, we are continuing with a conversation on the coronavirus pandemic.
Acting President Constantino Chiwenga, who is also the Minister of Health, yesterday announced that the level 2 coronavirus lockdown will continue for yet another 2 weeks, when it will be reviewed again.
We were also looking at the ongoing climate change COP26 summit in Glasgow, Scotland, where President Emmerson Mnangagwa is in attendance amongst world leaders.
We will also take a peek into the election results of governors here in the United States and, of course, the results of the municipal elections in South Africa. Siyadibana ke izulukandaba lamhlanje kuhlelo lwethu lwe Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Njengensukwini ke igama lami nguChris Gande. Sikhuluma ke indaba ezimbalwa lamhlanje zingane zinenganyana ke sikhangela ke indaba ezimbalwa siqale ngendaba ye coronavirus ye izolo umongameli onguye ophethe isikhundla sika mongameli umnomzana Constantino Chiwenga wazise ukubana i-level 2 lockdown ebivele ikhona kathesi izengezelelwa njalo ngamanye amaviki amabili. Ye, kuthi ke sikhangele njalo udaba lomhlangano omkhulu okuguquka komkhathi i-climate change owenzakala eGlasgow, isikolo seGlasgow ke lapho kulomongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. Lenye inkokheli yomhlaba ebalisa uJoe Biden labanye abambalwa. Ye, sikhangele njalo sizabona ukubana kulokhetho kade lukhona lapha eMelika izolo ebusuku lapho kade ukhethwa khona ogavana osiba lukhulu ye eVirginia ukade kukhangelelwe khona kakhulu. Hayi, banqotshiwe ama-Democrats, banqotshwe ke ngama-Republicans. Ye, sizakhangela laseNew York ayikaphumi kodwa impumela kodwa hayi kuyathembisa ukubana ama-Democrats alakho kunqoba. Bese sikhangela njalo laseSouth Africa kade kulokhetho ke izolo olokudinga ke ama-councillors. Marvelous.
Ayi, watino kuchingamidza iyi pano pachirongwa chedu Diaspora Forum apo tinotarisa zviri kuitika kune avo vanogara kunze kwenyika. Nasi tichange tiri kuenderera mberi chikurukura pamusoro pedenda rechirwere checovid-19, uyezve tichitarisa kuti mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vaConstantino Chiwenga vataura ivo muzuva ranhasi kuti lockdown level 2 iri kuenderera mberi kwemavhiki maviri. Tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare zviri kubuda kubva kumusangano mukuru uri kuitwa wemamiriro ekunze kunzvimbo yeGlasgow kuScotland uko kuine mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa. Tinoona zvakare kuti kunzvimbo iyi panga paine zvikwata zvakasiyana, zvimwe zviri kutsigira mabasa ari kubatwa navaEmmerson Mnangagwa nevamwewo vasiri kutsigira zviri kuitwa navaMnangagwa vachiti ivo vaMnangagwa vanofanira kugadzirisa mamiriro ezvematongerwo munyika kwete kuti vauye kuScotland uku vachinotaura pamusoro pezvirango zvavanoti ivo zvakatemerwa nyika. Saka tichange tiri kutarisa izvozvo zviri kuitika kuGlasgow kuScotland ikoko. Tichitarisa zvakare zviri kubuda imomuno muAmerica, umo tiri kuona kwanga kuine sarudzo dzanga dziri kuitwa munzvimbo dzemagavhena. Saka tichange tiri kutarisa kuti zvii zvakabuda musarudzo idzodzo. Tozotarisawo zvakare sarudzo dzanga dziri kuitwa kuSouth Africa dzemakanzura kuti zvakafamba sei uyezve pane zvingadzidzwe here nenyika yeZimbabwe pamusoro pemabatirwo anga ari kuita mapato anowanikwa iwo achitatsurana panyaya idzodzi dzesarudzo, anotiwo vana ANC, EFF nemamwewo, kuti vakawanikwa ivo vachironga sei yatingati sarudzo iyi uyezve pane here zvingadzidzwe nenyika yeZimbabwe. Saka tange tiine vanyarikani vachange vari pano vachikurukura nesu pamusoro pemaonero avo, pamusoro pezviri kuitika, zvingave zviri pamusoro pezvenyaya yeCOVID-19 kana kuti pamusoro penyaya yemamiriro ekunze, nyanya zviri kuitika kuGlasgow kuScotland, kuti zvinorevei, zvingabatsira here nyika yeZimbabwe kuwanikwa Zimbabwe iri pamisangano yakadai. Tinoona kuti vatungamiri venyika dzakasiyana-siyana vanosanganisira mutungamiri weAmerica vaJoe Biden vanga varihwo zvakare kumusangano uko. Takaona vamwe vatungamiri vepasi rose, tikaona mutungamiri mutsva wekuZambia vanga variko, vaHichilema vanga variko kumusangano uyu vachisanganawo ane vanhu vanobva kunyika dzavo. Tikaona vekuMalawi vari kumusangano wezvakare, asi tiri kuona kuti pari zvino kuMalawi tanzwa kuti kuno vamwewo vari kuratidzira muMalawi imomo vachiti zvakaitwa nemutungamiri wavo zvekuti vaende ikoko kuScotland vowanikwa vachiti vari kupa mari nyika yeScotland kuti igadzirise kana kuti ichenese guta reGlasgow. Ava hazvina kuvafadza, saka zvimwewo izvozvo zviri kubuda kumusangano uyu zvatange tiri kuzeya ipo pano kuti munoona sei zviri kuitika izvi. Nyaya yezvirango zvakatemerwa nyika inyaya inofanira here kunge ichizewa kumusangano wakadai? Vamwe vanoti ehe, inofanira kuzewa nekuti masanctions aya anowanikwa iwo achibata zvinhu zvakawana. Vamwe vachiti kwete, pari zvino vanga vari kungoda kuti vamunangagwa vaende kumusangano uku vongowanikwa ivo vachibata pamusoro penyaya yemamiriro ekunze. Tinoona zvakare vamwe vemasangano akasiyana-siyana, takataura nevePlan International vachitaura ivo kuti nyaya yemamiriro ekunze inyaya yakakosha pamusoro pekuti kana tichitarisa dambudziko rakawira nyika, dambudziko recyclone Idai rakawanikwa iro richikanganisira vanhu vakawanda, uyezve vamwe vakawanikwa vachikukurwa nemvura kunzvimbo dzakadai seChipinge. Vakataura ivo vePlan International kuti pane chirongwa chavakatoita chekuti vakwanise kunge vachitaura nevanasikana vachinyatsonzwa nhunha dzavari kusangana nadzo mushure mekunge vawanikwa ivo vachibviswa munzvimbo dzavanogara pamusoro pemamiriro ekunze. Plan International yakataura iyo kuti pari zvino vasikana vari kuwanikwa ivo vachitarisana nenyaya yenzara uyezve nekushaya zvikwanisiro zvekushandisa pamusoro pemamiriro ekunze, vachishaya zvakare mvura yekunwa yakachena, mvura yekushandisa panguva yavo yepamwedzi pega pega, uyezve nezvimwewo zvakasiyana-siyana. Asi zvimwe zviri kutaurwa izvozvi kuti ndo zvimwe zviri kutarisana nevamwe vanhu munyika panyaya yemamiriro ekunze. Chris.
Yes, marvelous. Our guests are waiting. We have Mr. Innocent Ndivali, who is also just joined us right now. But before we go to our guests, let's show this video on climate change. Just a second.
In most high-income countries, more than 70% of the population has received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. But in low-income countries, the figure is less than 4%.
The latest figures show that if this level of vaccine inequity remains in place, 5 million people will die unnecessarily next year.
At the June G7 summit, leaders of the world's richest nations pledged to share 1 billion vaccine doses with poorer countries, half from the United States. In total, the US has now pledged to share 1.1 billion doses through 2022. Yet, while many Western nations are offering a third booster shot for fully vaccinated adults, most people in developing nations still await their first dose. As negotiations on combating climate change continue at COP26 in Glasgow, trust between poorer and richer nations is fragile, says Yates.
You can very much see countries, particularly in the South, saying, well, why should we cooperate with you on this issue, which is happening now, but is going to get worse, on the situation around climate change, where you're patently not helping us at sufficient scale on something of a much, much more immediate nature that can threaten millions of people's lives next year?
COP26 organisers offered free vaccines to registered delegates unable to get them in their home countries. But high travel costs, a lack of hotel rooms, and concerns over high infection rates in Britain have kept some participants away. Musonda Mumba of the United Nations Development Programme chose not to attend the COP26 summit and spoke to VOA from Nairobi.
Climate change is not just a climate issue, it's a climate justice issue. And so you see an intersection on the COVID side of things and on the climate change side of things as well, really converging. The issue of trust and empathy and transparency has come up over and over and over again. And I think it's going to be, this will be the test case. This will be a testing moment for the world, this Glasgow COP.
Scientists say the world is facing two emergencies at once.
At the COP26 summit, there is a recognition that countries need to work together to tackle the existential threat of climate change. But many of the delegates here will return home to countries still gripped by the coronavirus pandemic in urgent need of life-saving vaccines. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News at the COP26 summit in Glasgow.
Thank you very much for that video. Marvelous. That video, the guy is talking about climate change, yes, and the COP26 meeting. And they're saying that there's this big divide between the poor and the rich countries, you know, from the immunization, the vaccines, now is the climate. You know, the poor countries don't care much about the climate, to say, but, you know, that's how it goes. So now let's put up our first guest.
Aiwa regaiti vataenda kuna vajoko ratofunzo kuti imi munoona sei nyaya yemusangano mukuru uyu wanga uri kunzvimbo ye Scotland ku Glasgow sebato rinopikisa.
Isu tino sekutaura kwakaita President Chamisa, I think he did a very good job when he addressed the nation on the issues to do with climate change. I think he even did a good job, a better job than ZANU-PF itself, because if you look at the whole setup here, you see that the government of Zimbabwe managed to defocus itself from the primary issue, which is climate change, you know, by the side shows that they put up. First of all, Zimbabwe is one of the poorest countries, you know, in the world that was attending this major conference, but they managed to charter the most expensive private jet costing $1 million or in excess of $1 million. And they had one of the largest contingencies that had traveled with Mr. Emmerson Mnangagwa, you know, in Zambia, our neighbor, had less than 10 people, and it costed them only $10,000. So instead of people focusing on the climate change agenda, people were now focusing on the money that could have been used, you know, to resuscitate the country's economy, the health sector, and other things. So that was a big defocus. And then you go on, you know, we know that ZANU-PF loves fine things. They love, you know, beautiful cars, luxurious cars, you know, big houses in Harare and everywhere. And we saw them embarrassing themselves, but not only embarrassing themselves, they also managed to embarrass the whole country, you know, parading with, you know, bucket loads of whisks and wines, the most expensive that they could get in Scotland. That was a big, very big defocus. And then you look at the speech that was done by Mr. Mnangagwa. It focused on sanctions. I didn't think this was a platform for him to be talking about sanctions. If it was about maybe just mentioning it and just, you know, passing by the issue of sanctions, it was better. But he dwelled on the issue of sanctions. And then if you look at what the world is doing, Zimbabwe has never been punished, you know, on issues that has to do with, you know, humanitarian programs like climate change. Zimbabwe is going to benefit. Zimbabwe has always benefited from, you know, the AIDS fund. They've never been the issue of sanctions. And now Zimbabwe is benefiting. Currently, they got $1 billion on the issue of COVID-19. So Zimbabwe has never been sanctioned, or Zimbabweans have never felt the pinch of sanctions when it comes to humanitarian issues like the issue that was under discussion in Scotland. So for him to focus on that, I think it was very wrong. He moved away from the issue that he was supposed to be addressing. He was supposed to be talking about what happened during in Chipinge, the floods and everything, and how Zimbabwe is going to contribute to climate change.
Ndakachingoti
inini Mr. Mnangagwa havana kukwanisa kufambirana nedonzo remusangano wanga wafambira nekuti vakazvikanganisa kubva pekutanga pakuti ivo pakupanze pekuti vatore vanhu vashoma-shoma vapindewo mundege isinganyanye kudhura vakatora ndege yainyanyisa kudhura vakatora vanhu vakawandisa kubva kuZimbabwe kuya navo kuUnited Kingdom izvo zvakabva zvaita kuti vanhu vose vasatange vasatarise zvavanga vafambira zveclimate change kana dzimwewo nyika dzakatotanga kusora Zimbabwe nezvayanga yaita ipapo wotarisawo zvakare kuti nyaya yemasanctions yezvirango zveupfumi yavakanyanya kutaura nezvayo handifunge kuti ndopayaifanwa kutaurwa apa nokuti nyika dzose dzepasi rose dzinotarisa dzinopa Zimbabwe rubatsiro kune zvinhu zvinoraramisa vanhu zvakaita seAIDS, COVID-19 kana iyo climate change saka taitarisira kuti vaifanwa kunge vanga vachitotaura nevatungamiriri vedzimwe nyika kuti vaone mari tinoona isu kuti South Africa ipapa yakatowana $8.5 billion yekuti ibatsirikane asi Zimbabwe kana chatiri kuona manewspaper nepazvivhitivhiti inyaya dzemawaini nezvinhu zvinonwiwa zvinodhaka nedzimwe nyaya dzisinei neupenyu hwevanhu muzimbabwe
Thank you. Chris?
Yes, marvelous. Let's hear what Mr. Ndivali has to say. Mr. Ndivali is the leader of the opposition EFF Zimbabwe. Mr. Ndivali, what's your take on what Chief Soso has just said about the delegation, how much the Zimbabwean delegation costs compared to other countries? Would you think that it was a good move that was made by President Emmerson Mnangagwa and his entourage?
Thank you very much for having me. Hello, everyone, and hello, Anzi Chief Soshwe. Not right here. Right. Okay. Thank you very much. Look, the COP26 is a pertinent gathering that Zimbabwe had to attend. Indeed, we are facing a very delicate and catastrophic situation where there is indeed concerning climate change. We know very well that we are talking about changes in temperatures in different places. There are places we know that it's always rainy, in other places it's always sunny and so on, but in other places it's always freezing, but these things seem to be changing. So there is that concern that, look, the world has got to cut down on carbon emissions. So indeed, Zimbabwe is a part of a nation within our nations. It had to attend. Indeed, President Mnangagwa had to attend as the head of state, and that state is called Zimbabwe. I want to differ a bit with my comrade because he says that President Mnangagwa had to raise the issue of sanctions, yet the event was not about sanctions, it was about climate change. I want to also say I'm surprised because what we've seen members of the MDC protesting in Scotland, and when you read the placards, a lot of them are talking about different issues, and some of them are saying that sanctions are not impacting lives in Zimbabwe. So why was it that your party was able to demonstrate against those issues, yet why were you not demonstrating against deforestation or climate change? Why didn't we see climate in those placards? So clearly there is a contradiction here. But coming back to the issue of the interact that we are talking about, for us at the EFF, we've always said that we speak on fact. We want to see fact. We do not speak on speculation or rumors or anything that other people tend to bring, because we do not have the figure exactly as to how many people traveled, why did they travel, why were they there. And the other thing is about the chartering of the flight. We do not know who was responsible to pay for that chartered flight. We do not know the budget that was availed by the United Nations. We have seen people like Joe Biden from America chartering or coming with their, Air Force One. So why I'm saying this is because we Africans, we've got this tendency of denigrating ourselves, of undervaluing ourselves, of thinking that we are inherently corrupt or we are inherently bad. I think we need to move away from this culture of denigrating or not loving ourselves. I have heard people talking about that the president was speaking to empty chairs. No, it is an unfortunate that us as Africans, we can even celebrate those kind of things, because what we see is a level of disrespect by these big nations, by these big countries, disrespecting when African leaders are talking. Even when the African leaders, such as Hakainde Hichilema, when he was talking, there were fewer people. When African leaders were talking, there were fewer people. This is a level of disrespect by these big countries. So we cannot be seen to be in high jubilation for that. Okay, the last thing is about the why. Look, it is indeed in bad taste that those comrades or those guys were parading those things, because, look, the situation back home is dire. We cannot have that kind of presentation with the world. But what I want to tell you is that this shock that they were coming from, the trolleys that they were pushing. Look, we've traveled, I'm sure you know, there are shops that are called like Macro and Costco. Costco is like a huge shop where there are very, very cheap things there. So we cannot speak on the value of what they were carrying, because we do not know. I'm trying to emphasize that the problem with us in Zimbabwe or in opposition is that we are very quick at picking what is wrong, instead of saying, look, our country was there at an event that is an international and national event that we must benefit, because we are having problems, Zimbabwe, because things like deforestation, we are having problems, Chinese coming and mining and digging the environment and leaving the environment. We are having problems with water pollution. We are having problems with certain species disappearing. For example, things like wild dogs, for example, things like cheetahs and so on. So we should be talking about climate change, the environment, the impact on that environment. And I believe the last thing that I'll say is that we as Zimbabweans, if we differ among ourselves, if we differ with, say, the president, why didn't the Zimbabweans organize a delegation to engage directly with the president and say, look, comrade president, we are unhappy about these things. We want this thing resolved, because ultimately we're going to need to have dialogue among ourselves as Zimbabweans.
Aiwa, vashoshe ndikona mukuvariwa kuda kupindura. Pindura iyi zvataurwa navandimbande hanzi isitakaona vamwe vebato reMDC Alliance vachiratidzira. Asi pamaposta kwanga pasinawo kunyorwa zvemamiriro ekunze. Vanga vari kutaurawo zvimwe zvakasiyana siyana. Imi munoti.
You know what? Never mind that Dr. Mavaza is not here or ZANU-PF is not here, because they are fully represented here. There is ZANU-PFB today, which is...
No, I think that is wrong. Don't worry.
And I mean...
No.
Yeah, we are actually still waiting for Dr. Mavaza to come. We've invited him. We're waiting for you.
Yeah, of course. That's good. Welcome Dr. Mavaza when you come.
But, let's focus on the debate.
Yes. Yeah, and you're doing a good job standing in for Dr. Mavaza, while he's not here. And let me go to the issue of the protesters. We are allowed to protest. It's our constitutional right to protest in Zimbabwe, outside Zimbabwe, and anywhere else. And that's why even the United Kingdom government allowed us to protest. We're not the only country that was protesting. The Sri Lankans were there. The Malawians were there. Many countries were there. Protesting. It's a democratic right. If you come here and criticize the people of Zimbabwe who are finding a way of expressing themselves, and then you are trying to dictate, which way they should express themselves, that are the better way.
No, you are not. No,
please,
you are not
please,
answering
please.
The question.
Please,
no, no,
please,
no, no, no.
Let's give him a chance, and then we'll give you a chance.
Ask him to make a point.
No. Don't tell me what to say. I'm responding.
Okay, we'll give you the chance.
Yes, I'm responding to what you were saying. You were roasting the MDC Alliance. You were accusing the people that were protesting yesterday. And that's exactly what I'm responding to, that they have a right to do that. It's within their right. You are trying to prescribe to them what they should do, that they should have dialogue with Emmerson Mnangagwa. How many times have we tried to have dialogue with Emmerson Mnangagwa? President Chamisa has been on the forefront of trying to have dialogue with Emmerson Mnangagwa, and he has refused, including writing a letter, which is on record. So don't come here and tell us about dialogue, you know, because you don't know anything about what is going on. ZANU-PF refused dialogue. The South African government even sent a delegation to Zimbabwe so that they could have dialogue. But Emmerson Mnangagwa stood in the way that those people will not have their way to the MDC Alliance. So don't talk about dialogue. And then talking about why we were protesting, why Zimbabweans are protesting. And I'm surprised that a Zimbabwean wants to stand in the way of fellow Zimbabweans that are protesting against things that he's talking about. He's talking about the Chinese. There were placards there about the Chinese. There were placards there of how our land is being parceled to the Chinese. Who is parceling that land to the Chinese? It's Emmerson Mnangagwa himself. And he was there at a climate change trying to talk about climate when we have people that are in Gonare Show right now that are, you know, removing and cutting down trees. That is the environment. That's the environment that enhances climate change. But there he was. And then Zimbabwean people try to tell him that what you are doing is wrong by means of protesting, which is a democratic right. And you say Zimbabweans are wrong.
No, I never said that.
Kuno demonstrator.
You need to stop.
When I'm speaking, I'm speaking. When you're speaking, I don't interfere.
Okay, gentlemen, yes. Let's give each other a chance.
Yes.
Mr. Chief Shoshe, can you just say in Shona your last bit, then we go to Mr. Ndimande so that we are coordinated. Say your last bit in Shona.
Yeah, but I'm going to be vaite zvakati kana kuti zvakati vaende vanogara pasi vachitaura naMnangagwa. Mnangagwa akataurwa naye, vanhu vanoda kutaura naye, iye haadi kutaura nevanhu. Saka asingadi kutaura nevanhu oro kana asingadi kuteerera zvaari kuudzwa nevanhu, vanhu vanoita zvavanokwanisa kuita, vanoenda vachinodemonstrata. Ende vari kutaurawo zvakare vanhu vavange vachitaura kuti hanzi handitaure nezvekuti akauya nevanhu vangani nekuti ndezvenhema. My newspaper in Zimbabwe, the goodness about the period we are living, digital world, everything is out there. Everything is out there. It's on record that Emmerson Mnangagwa traveled with over 100 people, and that costed $1 million. And Mr. Ndivali doesn't have a problem with that. But $1 million could have gone a long way in resuscitating our hospitals. I don't know what you are standing for. If you don't support $1 million being taken to the people of Zimbabwe, and you want Emmerson Mnangagwa to blow that money in a private jet and stay in state-of-the-art hotels with over 100 people that are not doing anything, when countries like Zambia, even America, doesn't have such a bloated delegation. I mean, I don't know which people you are representing with your party if you are not standing with the people on this issue.
Yeah, Mnumzana Ndivali, ngesindebele wena uthi nilapho mikhona ngodaba lo.
Ngizathi mina engukhulumileyo ayisikho okukhulumayo uchief la. Uchief ngiyaxolisa ukuthi ngithi lapha uyaphozisa njalo uqamba amanga. Mina ngithe mina thina ave EFF asikwanisi ukukomenta ngezinto esingazaziyo esingelama azo. So ngithe uhambo luka president angikwazi ukuthi uhambe labantu abangaki ukuze ngi justify ukuthi ngithi hayi u wrong lokumbe kubi. Njalo mina angithanga abantu beZimbabwe abafuzanga ukudemonstrate. Angizange ngithi abaZimbabwe zala right to demonstrate. It is their right to do so. Njalo ujomba uchief esiqamba amanga la kumele ngikorrecte ngitsho ukuthi hayi mina ngithe i-demonstration ekade ikhona le kade i-demonstrator ngezinye indaba ezingayisizo ze-climate kade ikhuluma ngendaba yokuthi ama-sanctions impacti kuma-livelihood but thina be-EFF we've been very clear ukuthi ama-sanctions aya-affecta abantu on the ground. And thina abanye we've even said to amadoda e-MTC. Very a few weeks ago, ubaba uChamisa uthena ama-veterans, amasosha, uzawagcina phambilini engqangeni embusweni. So thina sabuza sathi how do you say that nxa wena wehluleka ukuthi ama-sanctions ikhitshwe njengoba ama-sanctions affecta more amasosha lama-veterans. This is where we are. Let me go back to SQL. I'm going to respond because I want to correct this. I never said Zimbabweans in the UK or in the diaspora have got no right to demonstrate. It is a constitutional right. It must be a guaranteed right. But what I have said is that as Zimbabweans, we must learn to engage one another. We must learn not to denigrate Africa or denigrate our leaders. Let us make sure that even if president of the country say is President Chamisa, I'll be saying the same that let us accord the president who is representing our country that respect. Otherwise, the Queen is in Chamisa. Ebantwini, because what is happening is that EMDC here compare kakhulu what is said by Zambia and ikulethe eZimbabwe. Look, the truth of the matter is that Zimbabwe is lama challenges, and those challenges are demanding a dialogue and the unconditional dialogue. It probably a dialogue between our ZANU-PF and EMDC. Ikuthi EMDC yona yathi ma ZANU-PF iqale ivume ukuthi umnangagwa siye president. Hanjo. So yikho kwenza ukuthi idialogue ingenzakala. So the truth of the matter ukuthi into enjalo vele impossible because you've got the Supreme Court. Yikho abahamba ecourt abantu lapho. Bahambe Supreme Court. I-Supreme Court ya decide ukuthi hayi now u-president owinile. Whether liqiniso, whether isilo qiniso thina sikusebenzi lo. Thina sesihamba le what is the institution and say. And we are very clear who the head of state says Zimbabwe move on. Yes, we are contesting to lead that country, but at the moment we respect the person who is occupying that office, not because we are agreeing with him, but we respect our country, we respect ourselves as Africans. We are not ama front, ama imperialist forces or controlled by certain individuals. Alikeni kanye lokhathetha ukuthi MDC after umuntu weUnited Nations ebuyile Zimbabwe wathi hayi ama-sanctions aya impacta abantu. Uvin uDr. Mabhayisa oyi-advisor yabo. Uvin uJonathan Moyo uyabatshela ukuthi ama-sanctions alimaza abantu. Kodwa bona balama-guts ukuthi bethi hayi iUnited Nations i-representative le i-wrong. Just because America.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndibali. The stage is a bit too hot now. We'll cool it down by taking a short break while we watch what was happening in Glasgow. Was it yesterday or the day before? And then we'll get back to our discussion. But for now, let's watch this. Don't That was, of course, PF supporters who were in Glasgow supporting, of course, President Emmerson. We will have another part from MDC later on. Marvelous.
Aiwa apo tukunzwa kuti panga paine video ye vatsigiri ve Zanu PF. Atoenda kwamuri Dr. Vasvoshe. Tichinzwa kuti imi taona apo mama kutatsurana navandimbande. Asi imi se MDC Alliance zvii zvamaida kuona zvichitaurwa kumusangano uyu zvinobatsira nyika.
Yes, thank you, Marvelous. We expected President Mnangagwa to articulate the country's climate change policy, you know, and then he also focus on issues that have already happened in as far as climate change, you know, in Zimbabwe is concerned. We know we had Idai, you know, where thousands of people were displaced. That's a clear indication and a clear sign that climate change is real. And Zimbabwe is a good example for that. We expected Mr. Mnangagwa to take advantage of what has happened or previously happened in Zimbabwe to try and articulate the country's problems and also to appeal, you know, for help in future disasters like that. But he clearly missed the point. We were supposed to be talking about renewable energy. You know, if you read President Chamisa's speech that he made on climate change, he was in Harare, far away from Glasgow, but he made so much impact on what a president should be talking about at that level, at that platform. He talked about electrical vehicles, and that's the in thing. That's what President Biden here is talking about. That's what our countries here are talking about, you know, moving to clean energy, smart farming. You talked about smart farming. Those are things that President Mnangagwa or Mr. Mnangagwa was supposed to be selling to the world. And that these things, we're now hearing them coming from President Chamisa in Harare. And then President Chamisa also talked eloquently about making sure that Zimbabwe achieved net zero emission by 2050, which is what COP is also advocating for. So these are issues, key issues, critical issues that any president should have been addressed, should have been addressing. No, not to dwell on issues that are really not connected to the environment.
Motipaone rumirwa mai kuti imi sebato re MDC Alliance zvii zvamanga muchitarisira kuti zvinofanira kunge zviri kutaurwa kumusangano mukuru iwoyu.
Yeah, isu sebato re MDC Alliance nevana veruzhinji veZimbabwe taitarisira kuti vanhu vakatakura mari yakawanda kudaro, vakashandisa mari yakawanda kudaro vachienda kuGlasgow, vachanoita zvinhu zvisvinu zvinobatsira nyika, vachataura nezvinhu zviri kuitika mazuva ano, zviri kutaurwa pasi rose kuti ngatishandisei zvinhu zvisingasvipisi nyika yedu, zvinoita kuti nyika yedu irambe yakachena, kuitira kuti vari kuteera vana vedu vari kuteera, vazukuru vedu vari kuteera, vakwanise kugara nyika yakanaka. Taitarisirawo kuti vanenge vachitaura zviri kutaurwa kwese kwese kuti motikari dzedu tibve kumotikari dziri kushandisa peturu nedhiziri dzinenge zvichikanganisa nyika yedu, vaende kune zvinhu zvakaita semotokari dzemagetsi, mishina yemagetsi nezvimwewo zvakataurwa sezvakafanana nezvakataurwa na President Chamisa pavaitaura vari kuHarare vachitaura nenyaya iyoyi yeclimate change. Vachamisa vakataura nenyaya yekuita smart farming, kuti kushandisa zvinhu zvinoita kuti zvisakanganise environment yedu, uyewo vakaenderana nezviri kutaurwa ne climate change organizations kuti by 2050 kunenge kwatove nezero emission, kunenge kusisina kana zero emission. President Chamisa vakataura zvakanakisisa ipapo. Saka ndo zvinhu zvakaitarisira kuti vanozviti mukuru wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vaifanira kunge vachitaura panguva imwe chete iyoyo, vachitarisa zvinhu zvakaitika muZimbabwe zvana Idai, mafloods ese akaitika muZimbabwe, kufa kwakaita vanhu, kutsakatika kwakaita zvinhu zvevanhu, vachitorawo mukana iwoyo kuti kana paine zvinozoitika makore anoteerayo, nyika dzinenge dzichiziva kuti kuZimbabwe kunoda rubatsiro. Vototaurawo zvakare kuti tododa mari inogara iripo, inoita kuti kana zvadaro zvaitika zvakaitika pakaitika idai tinenge tine pekumhanya tichinotora sezvakaita South Africa makaona South Africa yakatobva ine 8.6 billion yezvinhu zvavakakwanisa kutaura nevanhu ipapo asi Zimbabwe iko zvino hapana chatiri kunzwa chavakakwanisa kuita chatiri kuona isusu pazvivhitivhiti mawaini nemawhisky angaachitaurwa navadhimbari kuti akachipa kukop haisi nyaya yekuchipa inyaya yezvinhu zviri kuonekwa nevanhu anonzi maoptics kuti vanhu vari kuona chii kune vanhu vakashandisa mazimari akawanda kudaro enyika vari kuona vanhu vari kudhakwa vari kuona vanhu vari kunakidzwa vari kuona vanhu vari kufara uyo uko Zimbabwe vana veZimbabwe vari kunhonga svosve nemuromo vari kutambura asi kune vamwe vanhu vari kuita zvinhu zvekupfatura ndo nyaya yaifanira kunge vamunanga vabva vakafambira iyoyo yekugadzirisa yekuona kuti nyika yedu iri kufambirana nedzimwe nyika pane nyaya iri kutaurwa yeclimate change.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you so much. Yes, marvelous. Like I promised, let's have another video this time from another chief. Yeah, we have another chief coming up now. That's Chief Ndiweni, and he's going to say what he said. I think it was on Sunday when he was at the COP26.
Yes, good afternoon, good morning, Voice of America. A wonderful occasion here. We are here in Glasgow, United Kingdom, climate change, COP26. We are trying to deal with our climate and the environment. The government of Zimbabwe is here, also amongst those delegations and the likes. I am also here amongst fellow Zimbabweans. We are raising our voice. We are saying, number one, that really COP and the environment climate situation can only be dealt with when a government has got governance, when a government has got the rule of law, when the government has got democracy. If a government doesn't have those things, it cannot deal with climate change, which means in Zimbabwe we cannot deal with climate change because we've already been set up to fail. That is why right at the beginning we said ED's government should not be allowed to sit amongst other nations. It does not qualify on those basic principles. So we are raising our voices on those backgrounds and bringing that whole terrible heritage that we have in Zimbabwe to the public, so the public can understand the environmental catastrophe that is modern-day Zimbabwe. So we are addressing those things. Some people may say it's controversial. I do not. I call it being responsible. I call it being a responsible leader to bring such issues to the fore and not sweep them under the carpet. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. That is the Chief Ndiweni. He was, of course, he is in the United Kingdom, and I'm not really sure whether he's still the chief, because there was some controversies between him and a brother who is taking over. But he still commands a lot of respect from people across the country. They say he is the people's chief. And, of course, we have another chief right here, Chief Sosue. Yes. So, Chief, you heard what the other chief said there. But we are going to give Mr. Diwali a chance now to respond to in fact, a question that was asked you by Marvelous. The question was, Mr. Ndiweni, in your case, what do you think the president should have addressed at the meeting, which you think would have benefited everyone? Or you are confident with what he said? Just give us your thoughts.
Yeah, I think the attendance and the presence of a head of state of Zimbabwe in such a platform was in itself a positive development. Remember that Zimbabwe hasn't been engaged with other countries, including United Kingdom, for quite a number of years. Just the presence in that platform was quite a positive development because we do not live in an island. Number two, I think the articulation to various problems or challenges that we face as a nation and the restraint or the constricted nature that Zimbabwe finds itself in, given that Zimbabwe as a country has indeed been under sanctions for a long time. So the fight towards these challenges, climate-related challenges, are very, very difficult, especially when you are under sanctions. Because I think Chief talked about the issues of Idai. It is indeed a catastrophe that we are aware of what happened and the amount of suffering that those were affected by that problem, which indeed is a climate issue. But to deal and respond effectively to such issues when you are under sanctions is quite difficult, or when you are isolated as a country. I want to say that, you see, Africa must have its politics, its culture, its people back in terms of thinking, because we must understand that some of these problems that we face in terms of global warming, climate change, the bigger contributions to these challenges are these big countries, okay? They are the bigger contributors to these difficulties. So they must also be prepared to work in partnership with Africa, not to lecture to Africa. They must work in partnership with Africa to address these global problems. But indeed, Africa must begin the process of developing its own capacity, its own capability to respond to these global problems, because we have seen how vulnerable Africa is. Just look at the issue of COVID. Africa is unable to respond in a coordinated, in a homegrown kind of approach, because we still believe that we must be waiting for someone from Europe or from America to come and save us. No, Africa must unite. Africa must actually begin to take a journey on its own. We must know that as Africans, we are on our own. So this is why you find that some of us, we differ fundamentally with the politics of MDC. Not because we hate our colleagues, not because we hate our compatriots. No, we love them. But we do not believe the politics of giving an impression that we, as Africans, we are incapable. We, as Africans, we do not think, or we are not creative enough. So let me go back to the last thing of South Africa getting 8 billion, whatever it is. You must remember that when Zimbabwe took its land, Zimbabwe created more enemies. So what you will see is that if South Africa through EFF begin the process of expropriating land without compensation, if that 8 billion is not yet released, it will be withheld, just like with the funds that were withheld, yet they were promised to Zimbabwe to initiate the land reform program. So we must not be celebrating these handouts. We must be celebrating abilities, capabilities, capacity within Africa and the development of the continent by Africans. Why do we need Tony Blair to come and mentor Zambia? Why do you need Tony Blair to go and mentor Tanzania and Malawi? Is it that we Africans cannot think? Is it because we Africans cannot do things ourselves? So this is what these comrades must know. The last thing about the Chief Dewen, I respect the Chief Dewen quite a lot. He's my chief. He is one of our leaders. But I saw him at the event and expressing the consent, of which I think indeed the government must take that into account, because when you hear a chief like Dewele, talking, we must listen and we must take into account the concern that is raising. But I would have advised Chief Dewele to seek direct audience with the president and express those issues directly, because if he continued that way, otherwise he is going to be seen as if he's part of the MDC, is now an activist rather than a leader that we know.
Thank you so much. Marvelous, Mr. Mavanza, that blue screen you saw earlier. Now, I don't know if he can hear us, but he's not, now he's completely off anyway.
Yes, I think he said he was trying to log on. He's coming from the airport, I think he said. But I will just go over to Vatawanda Chokora, Vatuti Chief Shoshipana. Kutimunona says, Kutawa Navandi Mandi. Takamira Dr. Mavas.
A man in contradiction, a man contradicting himself. He talks about why we should be celebrating $8.6 billion given to South Africa. He talks about why we should be looking up to the United Kingdom and other countries. He talks about the African ability to have its own capacity, you know, to do its own things. Yes, that's exactly what we should be doing. I agree with you on that part. You know, so why are we crying about sanctions? Why are we mourning about sanctions? Because we are mourning about sanctions because we need that money that went to South Africa, that is being given to South Africa. And I'm surprised that we still have Mr. Ndivali coming here to mourn about sanctions when Emmerson Mnangagwa himself, I sent you, Tete Mavelas, the headline in Sunday Mail in May 2019, where Emmerson Mnangagwa himself was saying, stop mourning about sanctions. So using Emmerson Mnangagwa's words, I want to tell Mr. Ndivali, please stop coming to VOA mourning about sanctions, because that's what Emmerson Mnangagwa said. Even Chris Mutangwa said it himself in his own words, that kana watadza kutonga nyika nenyema sanctions, ipava nogona kuitonga. Those are not my words. Those are words of ZANU-PF people. So stop coming here and defending ZANU-PF when ZANU-PF officials themselves have said you should stop mourning about sanctions. It's surprising that you have someone criticizing even Chief Ndweni, that why was he at a demonstration? Why were those people demonstrating? When ZANU-PF itself, ZANU-PF had people that were demonstrating. They even told
some of us. Kuti vandimande vari kuti ivo zvanga zvisina kunaka here kuti Chief Ndweni vawanikwe ivo vachitaura vakwanise kuti vapiwe mukana wekuti vataure nemutungamiri wenyika vachinyatsotaura zviri kunetsa zvinetswa zvavanoti zvinetswa zvavainazvo.
Unotaura nemutungamiri wenyika arikuda kukuuraya. Unotaura nemutungamiri wenyika ari kukuisa mujeri pasina mhosva yaari kukupa. Unotaura nemutungamiri wenyika arikuda kubvisa paumambo hwako. Wakaiswa nevana veZimbabwe, wakaiswa nevana veropa rako. Emmerson Mnangagwa haunted the Chief Ndweni out of Zimbabwe. How do you have dialogue with someone like that? How do you have dialogue with someone who is trying to kill you? How do you have dialogue with someone who is trying to kill people every time? Please let me finish. Let me finish. Let me finish. You have your time. You need to understand that when you are talking, you need to give other people a chance. No. Please. You get the time to say that. Let me finish my statement. How do you have dialogue with someone who is practicing the domestic terrorism? You saw what he was doing to President Chamisa, trying to kill President Chamisa in broad daylight. And we saw the same thing happening in the United Kingdom yesterday when Shepherd Yuda was attacked, his car smashed with stones and everything. The same scenario that we saw in Mashingo and Mutare is now happening in the United Kingdom. They almost killed Shepherd Yuda then. And these are ZANU-PF people. That's terrorism. That's we were talking of domestic terrorism when they almost assassinated President Chamisa in Mutare and Mashingo. This is international terrorism. And when we start having petitions that say ZANU-PF is a terrorist organization and it needs to be banned, these are the things that we'll be referring to. How do you attack someone who was at a demonstration exercising his democratic right, and you follow him to his house and you stone his car? That you are trying to kill that person. You are trying to assassinate that person. That's terrorism. And someone here is defending that.
I think, comrade, you are making a lot of statements that are unfounded and supported.
You can go ahead and defend ZANU-PF all you want.
Okay, for example, you are saying that Chief Ndweni has been hounded out of the country by President Mnangagwa. That is not true.
Of course.
Chief Ndweni, as far as I know, is here on medical basis. He's undergoing treatment. No, this is what I know is in the public. I'm not aware that Chief Ndweni is unable to return to Zimbabwe. I'm not aware of that. But the other thing is that, look, all of us, we must condemn any kind of violence against anyone, including Comrade Yuda, including Comrade Chamisa. We must condemn it. But however, we must condemn these things, having the knowledge of what exactly has happened. Because for us, we cannot support the notion that there was an attempted assassination, or there is an attempted assassination on Comrade Yuda. Because these are powerful. No, the truth, that is the truth. These are powerful statements. Because if indeed such an attempt has been made to Comrade Yuda, he must report, and those people must be investigated in the United Kingdom by the police, because that is
what the story is, my brother. What the police has reported, you see.
Okay.
Reported, you see.
I'm just saying that those are concerning issues that we must all of us condemn. We cannot accept that. But when you make these things, you see, when you talk about the president of your country, you say Emmerson Mnangagwa. You see, the problem with that is that what you have, okay, we may differ with him. He is not. Look, if you and me are in Central Harare, okay, right now, and the president is actually about to pass, all of us, we are expected to give that respect and allow the president to pass. You will not continue as if he is just like me and you, okay, regardless whether you are MDC, you are ZAPU, you are EFF, or you are anything. I'm trying to emphasize to you that as we stand now, the president of the country is the person that you are referring to right now. So, but when we differ with him,
unfortunately, we have run out of time until we meet again next week. We can no longer continue because time is out. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. And thank you to everyone, including Chief Social.
Okay. Thank you so much. Marvelous. Chief Sos.
We'd like to thank our guests who were here with us on the program, Tawanda Jokora of the MDC Alliance, Atukuti Chief Shoshe. We also tried to get Dr. Masimba Mavaza, but his network kept dropping him off. But I understand he did come on briefly. And over to you, Chris.
Yes, marvelous. Thank you so much to everyone who joined us. And, of course, our guests, like you said, Mr. Innocent Diwali, yes, from EFF Zimbabwe. And, of course, we had Chief Sauce. He was with us today. Thank you so much. Until we meet again next week, this is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe. And until we meet, like I said, let's go.
And this is Marvelous Mplanga Nyahuye. Until we meet again, I may not be on next week's program, but next time.
Thank you so much, Marvelous.